The Pokey Little Puppy and the Patchwork Blanket by Jean Chandler. Illustrated by Sue DeChico. A Little Golden Book. Four little puppies went out for a walk. They stopped to wait for their brother. "Where in the world is that pokey little puppy?" they wondered. "He might not be so slow if he didn't drag that blanket everywhere," said one little puppy. "I think I hear him crying," said another puppy. Sure enough, the pokey little puppy was crying and tugging at his blanket, which was caught on a fence. "I was just taking a shortcut through the wide place in the fence, and my blanket got caught," he sniffled. "Don't cry. We'll help you," said his four brothers and sisters. "All together now." Five little puppies pulled the blanket. Suddenly, it tore loose, and they all tumbled down in a heap. The pokey little puppy was so happy to have his blanket that he didn't even notice the big hole in one corner. That night, the pokey little puppy came home long after his brothers and sisters. When his mother saw the hole in his blanket, she was very displeased. "Don't ever take this blanket outside again," she scolded. But the very next day, that little puppy ran out dragging his blanket behind him. The five little puppies went happily on their way. They sniffed at the raccoon tracks in the mud near the goldfish pond. They looked at the goldfish swimming in the clear blue water. Then they ran up a little hill and down the other side to the duck pond. 1, 2, 3, 4 little puppies. "Where is that pokey little puppy?" they wondered. There was the pokey little puppy on the other side of the hill, trying to pull his blanket out of a prickly raspberry bush. "I guess we'll have to help him again," said one little puppy. "All together now." The puppies pulled and pulled. Suddenly the blanket ripped from the thorny bush. Now there were two more holes in the pokey little puppy's blanket. That night, as their mother mended the blanket, she said, "No dessert for puppies who tear their blankets, and don't ever take this blanket outside again." Just the same, when the puppies went for their walk the next day, the pokey little puppy took his blanket with him. Through the meadow, down the road, over the bridge, and across the green grass, that blanket was a problem all day long. It got caught on rocks and tree stumps and mailboxes. It got caught on swings and seesaws and trash cans. Each time the puppies pulled on the blanket to get it loose, another bit was torn from it, and the pokey little puppy's blanket got smaller and smaller. That night his mother said, "It's a pity that you took your blanket outside again. Now there isn't enough of your blanket left to mend." The pokey little puppy tried every way he could think of to get under his blanket. But no matter what he did, that blanket was just too small to cover him. He went to bed feeling very sorry for himself. The next morning, the five little puppies ran outside to find as many missing pieces of the blanket as they could, and then they laid them out carefully, side by side, to see how the pieces would fit together. "What good little puppies," said their mother. "You've worked so hard to find all the torn pieces, but I'm afraid there still aren't enough pieces to make a whole blanket." The little puppies thought hard about what to do next. Then one puppy had an idea. "My blanket is really much too big," he told the pokey little puppy. "You may have part of my yellow blanket." "You may have some of my blue blanket," offered the second little puppy. "Oh, please take some of my red blanket," said the third little puppy. "And some of my green one," said the fourth little puppy. And that night, while the puppies were asleep, their mother stitched all the pieces together. She even added some scraps she'd been saving to make a rug. And when the pokey little puppy woke up the next morning, he found a beautiful patchwork blanket covering him. "Oh," he said, "this is the most wonderful warm blanket. Thank you, everyone. I'll take very good care of it." And after that, the pokey little puppy never, ever took his blanket outside again. The end.